brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I am wound up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another global transmission, another hour of InfoWars Live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Open phones in this hour. Huge news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. Man, there's a lot of crazy news. I mean, I knew they were going to get around to it, but banned soft drinks above certain ounces, now milk products, popcorn in New York, Snoops in your trash can. This is going nationwide. That's all coming up. Also, a great article by Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. We have posted at InfoWars.com. Zombies, deniers, sociopaths, schemers, and protectors. The five dominant personalities you'll encounter in the world gone mad. Yeah, and it's all people seeking power through false templates they've been taught. I mean, you know, you call the protectors the hen peckers. And they're the types that, like, somebody's choking and nobody's helping, and they go, 911, 911, 911. You're like, you got to do a Heimlich maneuver. Are you trained in that? You know, and after you save the person, you're like, you're a hero. Wait, stop so we can have the police arrest you. Arrest someone. I feel powerful when I do. I have no power, but through the system I have power. okay, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead. I was streaming the consciousness of one of those people. In fact, I'm going to do an imitation of each one of these coming up. I should do a skit today before the nightly news and shoot it with somebody talking to me, and I'll play the part of each one. Anybody ready to go to the costume shop? A little bit of... Let's talk to John in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning, Alex. Great show today. You're in top form. Two quick points. The hot button one, Rand Paul, Ron Paul. As you said many times on the show, he is a focal point. In 2008, we drafted Ron Paul to be our leader. I was with a Ron Paul meetup group. A former CEO of some corporation was in there with us. He said, I cannot believe that this isn't a top-down organization and you're not getting orders from headquarters. And we said, Mr., this is grassroots. It's from the bottom up. We drafted him. Okay, remember before the kickoff to the 2008 election cycle, you had Ron Paul on, and he got about $500,000 in unsolicited donations. I was one of the ones who sent him a check. That proved to him that he was our standard bearer. Now, Alex, what happens if the Ron Paul revolution continues, and it is continuing? They are taking over the delegates. They're taking over the state convention.
Yeah, but they're not doing anything with it. Ron Paul, they're saying, may not even go to the big Ron Paul event they were putting on separate from the RNC because it might anger the Republicans. I'm seeing every sign. I mean, if Rand did a little bit of stuff to just not let the neocons attack him, he's done some of that. I left him alone. But then the Romney thing on top of all these endorsements of neocons, it's a major turn. I mean, there's a lot of people inside the campaign family. They've been concerned. And then now we're told grow up. Again, the response is so political.
I'm concerned, too, but they could be engaging in duplicity and then turning over. One other point about the police waking up. A good friend of mine, Southwest Side of Chicago, has a lot of Chicago police friends. And a couple of weeks ago, one of his police friends, his name will only be Pat here, he had a falling out with him because he didn't believe that 9/11 was an inside job and all this other stuff. And he got a call and he basically apologized to him. He says, you know what? I've woken up and I'm listening to Alex now. I've stopped listening to Man Cow.
Well, let's not be mean to old Man Cow. I was supposed to be on Man Cow's show this morning, but I'd promised my children at 8:30 I'd go play with them. And I was supposed to be on at 8, and Man Cow called me at 8:30. And I told my wife, don't answer. And she answers, oh, come on the show. I can't apologize to Man Cow, but I can't not come on at the right time. Man Cow overall is a good guy compared to a lot of the stuff that's on air. And if he doesn't think it's an inside job and that's always his view, that's fine. The reason Ron Paul and Rand Paul are held to a higher standard is that they were always the guys that were on the straight and narrow. Now for them to change course is a big deal. And they have changed course. And a lot of us, the dam broke on this because a lot of us were in somewhat of denial that we were seeing troubling signs. We're not stupid, like some of their people are saying. We're astute, and we know what we're seeing. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are taking your phone calls. Big news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then I'll continue with calls today. No guests, we have time to take a lot of calls. But even David Adams, a Tea Party activist who managed Paul's Republican primary in 2010, said, my first thought really was that Rand may be suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. And that's where you love your abusers. Yes, cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, normalcy bias. Yeah, that's what I've said. Rand and Ron are gentlemen. They're smart guys. And we're going to go over some quotes. Rand has now officially responded. The article and the text is up at InfoWars.com. Headline, I'm supporting the party that I belong to. Rand Paul speaks about Romney endorsement, which this all started Thursday. It was a firestorm. I'd say 95% of people. In fact, we got to look at the poll that's on InfoWars.com and get those numbers later on what our voters there are saying about it. But last I've seen other polls, 95% are very upset. I mean, if this is business as usual, why didn't Ron Paul endorse McCain 4 years ago? I mean, Rand didn't have to run out on TV. He could have later said, well, I have some issues with Romney, but, you know, he is the nominee. But instead, it's like, I have a lot in common with him. We know you met with him a few weeks ago. You're being looked at for VP. I know that's been going on behind the scenes. And Rand does make the argument that, hey, we've gotten chairmanships. We're taking over the party. Okay, but you add that with Campaign for Liberty endorsing neocons like Mr. Cruz in Texas, who supports property taxes and life CFR. You add to that the fact that they're not as hardcore as they used to be, that he's endorsing sanctions that his father says is an act of war and shouldn't... I mean, people are like, well, he's ran. He's not his dad. Exactly. Exactly. But so we don't have to be in a total love affair with Rand. We're not saying he's bad. We're allies with him on many issues, but it's not bad for us, as a bunch of the party operatives have been saying. I mean, here's, again, this article, syndicated column, is in the New Jersey papers and California papers. Two words for those that upset by the Rand Paul endorsement of Mitt Romney. Grow up. Paul Molsheim. And it goes on to say, one of the problems with the mass movements is they're made up of the masses, and the masses just aren't that smart. You're saying libertarian constitutionalists aren't that smart? I've seen the numbers. The youth, but also the high test scores, the older folks, the wealth level of Ron Paul supporters is a giant middle class, upper middle class, and wealthy movement. I mean, we're not idiots, okay? Constitutionalism is something that people that have been somewhat successful, that don't want to be leached off of, and understand due process of law and protections are important. I mean, now we're unwashed idiots. But, I mean, that sounds like MSNBC. All they do is get on MSNBC and talk about how smart so-called liberals are and how great they are and how they want to manage and run things and how stupid everyone else is. I mean, that really gets me mad. I mean, lectured by, it was like 14-year-old, Jack Hunter with his comb over. I'm not trying to be mean, but, I mean, it's insulting reading off a teleprompter going, oh, we need to do this. I mean, come on, man. Come on. I'm not buying it, okay? And again, it's the response that's made people even madder. But the big issue is Obama. He's out of control, but his political star is starting to fall. I'm going to cover that later. And so I wish we had somebody better. I mean, Ron Paul kept saying in a campaign for liberty, hey, keep giving money, keep fighting for delegates. We're going to go in there and demand things and take over. So people would show up at state parties like Louisiana just to get the delegates where they'd won, the most delegates, and they were beat up and sent to the hospital. And Paul's like, his dad, Ron Paul, comes out and says, need to be respectful. Oh, I mean, I got news articles where the Pauls are saying they may not even show up at the thing that's been planned for 6 months to have this big counter convention where constitutional ideas are put out. And they're like, we don't know if we can go to that. Oh, yeah. And the Republicans are saying they might not give us those fairgrounds. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We don't know about that. That might upset Mitt Romney. If we have a group of people pointing out big government's out of control, Ron Paul won CPAC 2 years in a row, got standing ovations with anti-war statements, anti-corporate welfare statements. And the Republican Party said, don't have him back this next year. This year. Because they're scared. They know what's happening. That's why they cheated and stole and would lie when he won polls and said he couldn't win. And when he did win the first few states, they shut all that down. And now it's like, hey, we're taking over the party. Thanks for the, $50 million you gave us the last two election cycles. And then they pass over in all these states people who've got great records and who are constitutionalists. For people like Mr. Cruz here in Texas, who's pro-property taxes and a globalist. I mean, look, what's happening is you're not taking over the Republicans, they're taking you over when we had a real chance to really take over the Republican Party. And so we're going to state this. I know there's a bunch of camp followers that want to be able to hang out with the senators and be part of all the people they elect in this new Republican power move. It isn't anything if it's just bought and paid for by the same special interest. And I know I'm ranting now, so we'll go to your calls. But just look at these headlines here. Ron Paul still isn't sure if he's going to his own Republican convention festival, Business Insider. That's freaking people out. David Adams, the former head manager for Paul's Republican primary campaign in 2010, said, his first thought is that Ron's suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. I met with a Coast Guard guy, a really nice fellow, a few months ago who was here in town visiting, family with his girlfriend. And we went and had lunch and talked. And You know, he was like, I'm a little concerned, but, you know, about playing politics. But the and where things were going and the people in the campaign were concerned, and that wasn't off record. I mean, Rand knew he was at that meeting with me. I've talked to other people that are off record. Some of them aren't off record, but I'm still not going to say what they told me 3-4 months ago that was concerned. I'm like, oh, I'm sure it'll be all right. Well, again, I think it's just the upset is the realization that things have really changed. And later after I go to calls, I'm going to read over this big article that's got a transcript of the interview he did with Peter Schiff and the video of it. I'm supporting the party that I belong to. Rand Paul speaks about Romney endorsement. There are definitely things in between good and evil. There are definitely things in between good and evil. So he's not just saying lesser of two evils. It's now there's things in between good and evil. Yeah, I mean, if Romney hadn't called for assault weapons bans for 20-plus years and passed anti-gun laws in the state he was in, if Romney hadn't been such a pusher of abortion, if he hadn't written Obamacare, if he hadn't pushed for open borders and amnesty, if he hadn't pushed for carbon taxes, if he hadn't been involved in banker bailouts, if he hadn't been involved in so much bad, there might be able to, I mean, you could say, well, this guy isn't perfect, but we can try to influence him, you know, he's better than Obama. But folks, he isn't. In fact, he's worse in ways because he has an R before his name, and all the conservatives and libertarians that were starting to wake up under Obama, they're going to go to sleep because there's this idea that all these Democrats were upset about warrantless wiretaps, checkpoints, secret arrests, torture, wars. As soon as Obama got in, they're like, we love torture, we love war, we love NDAA, we love banker bailouts. And we're like, you didn't like it under Bush? They didn't care. It's going to be the exact same thing. Do I want Obama in? No. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. I want Obama to go to prison. Let me tell you, the Republicans went after Obama for Fast and Furious, his lying, started impeaching him. Then there were indictments. I would say, whoa, the power structure really understood these things are going down and we don't reverse this. Okay, yeah, I'm for the Republicans. But you're not going to see any of that. You're seeing some election time patty cake out there where they are. Oh, we're going to subpoena you. We're going to start the debate on you being in contempt, Holder. Holder is in press conferences 2.5 years ago admitting they had a gun running program by name, just claiming it was something else and that he directed it and was running it with the FBI. There's 8 federal agencies involved. It predates him. They just accelerated it and included hand grenades, full auto, and drug gangs in the U.S. to control it. But Bush was involved as well. That's why Holder said that. I predicted he would say that. Again, I know how they operate. They're so corrupt, none of them can report on the other ones now. Because, oh, you're going to go after the U.N. for sex slavery? You're going to go after the U.N. for narcotics trafficking? We'll go after your bank for doing that. Or you're going to go after our politician for this? We're going to go after you for that. They all know. The NSA has it all logged, and whoever the president is and whoever the CIA director is, they got access to all that. And when they leave office, the Clintons still run Washington to a great extent because they took all those files with them. And they use them against everybody. And they know everything. Everything. What hooker somebody visited. What prostitute they visited. What bribe they took. They know all of it. And so there's this unified corruption now rotting to the point of we're now going into terminal corruption where at every level nobody can say no because nobody will call on the other group because even if you're involved in just a little bit of corruption, they're going to get you on it. Or you just want your job and your pension if you're really low level, so you better keep your mouth shut. And so we lose everything. This is how societies fall. And no amount of, you know, 30,000, it's like cockroaches, you know, when you spray them with poison, they start running around eating and fornicating because they know they're about to die. And so 30,000 drones, checkpoints, pillboxes, bullets, none of that's going to save you from your own theft. The trillions stolen every few years by the Pentagon, the no-bid contracts, the government just in everyone's face, the inexorable confrontations that will come. All right, we're going to come back, take a few segments of calls, then I'll get into the news, but... Now, you know, there's your big rant on that subject, and I will get into the amazing quotes. I mean, here's the Christian Science Monitor. Is Ron Paul getting ready to endorse Mitt Romney? And then it shows how the press releases they're putting out are like, settle down, be nice. I may not go to the event you set up for me to have our own convention. No, we're not outsiders now. What's happened is they have married Campaign for Liberty and all their little comb-over advisors who think they're Karl Rove's in the making, they have married them to the Republicans, and there's a big power trip going on. And we're supposed to just kneel down and go, okay,
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com, or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I just can't get over this headline at Infowars.com with the video of him saying it. In fact, guys, you have that interview. Will you isolate the part where he says there are definitely things between good and evil? Yeah, that's how everybody always starts selling out to corruption, and pretty soon you hit rock bottom. Man, I tell you, I want to get off this Rand Paul subject. Every day I tell myself I'm not going to cover it. And then every day I just see that I was right about my initial gag reflex. I mean, one thing if Rand Paul would have come out and said, well, I disagree with a lot of what he stands for, but he's better than Obama, which really that wouldn't be true either. But we're going to try to influence him. And it was like, no, he is the man. And by the way, we may not have that other conference, and you be respectful. And, you know, let's endorse a bunch of CFR people. And if you don't like it, grow up. All right, I'm going to shut up. Shut up, Jones, and take calls. George in Florida, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I'm 75 years of old and of age and may have a slightly different perspective on the Ron Paul thing.
Yes, tell me.
All right. You're a warrior, and I greatly respect you, and the Bilderberg stuff was great. But Ron, at his age, is more like a sage, and he's been giving out a message for years. I don't think he's afraid of threats against his own life, but I think he... What happened in Louisiana with the caucus and what happened to his head man there being knocked down by the police and dragged out and put in the hospital could have affected him dearly because he does not want his people to suffer that kind of injury.
Yeah, well, the founding fathers didn't want us to suffer any injury. We would have been total slaves if a bunch of them hadn't died. I don't think we can twist things to make all of what's going on okay, because if we do this, they're going to turn completely into neocon land, at least Rand is. We've got a hope here of spanking them back onto the, you know, narrow here. But again, the Liberty Movement, Ron Paul and Rand Paul are popular because we've made freedom popular. You've done it, sir.
And yes, I gave money to their campaigns, and I'm on Social Security, and I am disappointed, but... I think as a lone messenger for all those years, Ron Paul is a brave man. And
I agree with you, but their campaign people who speak for them are being condescending. They're not saying we understand your view, but you know, listen, no, it's like, well, you're just stupid. And okay, fine then. You made your bed, sleep in it. We got a poll running right now. 85% disagree with what Rand's done at Infowars.com.
May I say that? Since I'm 75 and Ron Paul 76, what if we were to find out 6 months or a year from now that he or his wife had been diagnosed with terminal cancer?
No, I understand. Listen,
would we attack him and throw him under the bus or say thank you for the years you've put in? As an older person, I'm just saying we should be a little bit kinder and gentler toward Ron Paul and not throw him under the bus.
I hear you. Listen, I feel like I've been thrown under the bus. So let's get that straight. We're not throwing anybody under the bus. We're upset about what happened, and we're getting feedback that we're bad because, not from the listeners, you're one of the few callers that disagrees, but from the establishment that we just don't get it. No, we get how the compromising works. We like Ron Paul because he never did compromise. And if I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, I would get even more hardcore in what I believed in. I certainly wouldn't back off. And maybe they know what they're doing. Maybe they realize they've got so much power in the Republican Party that if they just play possum, they can really get in there. And maybe down the road, I'll say, well, my gut tells me this is bad. My gut told me stuff was going wrong months ago, but I denied my gut. And
in Louisiana, on that Tuesday a week or so ago, when the Republican guy in charge of the caucus, supposedly 121 out of 180 delegates in Louisiana were Ron Paul people.
Yeah.
They called in the Shreveport police and they knocked this guy down and put him in the hospital. He was so blood red in the face, I thought he'd have a heart attack.
No, and Ron Paul's response is, you be respectful. It's his fault. And now, they're talking about not even going and meeting with their supporters at the event because they know they're so mad.
It's a great disappointment. I just wanted to give a point of view of a 75-year-old. I think Ron Paul has – we all have human failures. But
sir, I hear you, and I appreciate your points. Thank you. Listen, you're not getting it. 100 years old, 25 years old. People say, oh, Ron Paul isn't Rand. That was the first talking point. Look, they coordinated his release. That made me upset. That, okay, we're not going to win with the delegates now. Well, they knew that months before, but strung people along. I didn't like watching people get played like that. Like cult members running around in front of me, even in my office. Well, I was like, dude, this isn't going to happen. Okay, they're doing this just to continue to keep momentum going. Okay? Oh, no, Alex, we're going to win. It's going to happen. He's going to do something big. And I'm like, no, he's not. And then he coordinates the day that his son goes and endorses Mitt Romney on Sean Hannity, and then all the other coordinations.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, giant news blitz coming up here in about 10 minutes. I've got to start getting to more of this news. It's all just crazy and very important to paint a tapestry of what's a gestalt of what's going on so we can look into that field of data and portend our course. But right now, let's go to Chris in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? I'm a first-time caller. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I just had one statement I wanted to make, and then I had a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
My statement is I just wanted to let you know that your message is reaching the masses. I don't really get into the award shows, but my wife asked me to sit down and watch the MTV Movie Awards with her. And in Russell Brand's opening statement, he threw in a bunch of comments about global elitists running the world from the shadows. And when he signed off for the night, he ended it by saying, long live the revolution. I didn't know if you guys had people that could, like, search.
Listen, I was listening to XM this morning driving in. I think I was listening to the Boneyard, one of the rock channels, just going through it. And I heard the lady going, there's a movement against children being able to have lemonade stands and learn the free market system. The federal government's out of control, and it's part of a plan to track everything we do. And I only caught part of it, and she said, so get behind this national movement today. Guys, will you look up a national movement for lemonade stands today or this week coming up? I mean, I don't know what The point is, I meant to actually left my cell phone at home, so I couldn't call you guys from the road, so I forgot about that. I'd already left and didn't have the little data tracker, so I was unable to do that. But and all the time now, I listen to local radio, national radio. I'll be listening to a country music station. There are liberty lovers everywhere who are really realizing this is serious, and they can't stop everybody in the media if we all just start going public. And that's what's happening. All over the place, mainstream news is reporting on Bilderberg. All over the place, people are talking about the GMO in the food. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This was broadcasted across the world, Alex, and he made more than one comment about these globalists.
I know that's exciting because I know Muse, the only links they have on their official site, one of the top bands out there, I've had him on, he's a listener, Bellamy, they talk about the New World Order. Almost every big rock band I end up talking to, I don't care if it's, you name it. Some people want to be off record, so I won't say their names, but it's pretty incredible is all I can say. How many people are awake? But again, most of them don't want to go public. They just think that I'm a touchstone, and if they give me a call or something that, hey, we appreciate what you're doing, we know what's happening, and I'm like, why don't you come on the show? And they're like, oh, it's a little too scary, but maybe someday. Okay, fine. And again, there's no way to even really contact me other than email or through my intermediaries because I'm too busy. So sometimes I talk to famous people who've been trying to get in hold of me for 2 years. So, and again, I'm not bragging. I'm saying that's a sounding board. That's a sonar ping of how many people are awake. Go ahead.
My question is, my youngest child, he's 4, he'll be 5 next month. He does have a pretty significant developmental delay. He's 4 going on 5. The doctor said in his mind he's more like 3 going on 4. So he's about a year behind. And I'm trying to enroll him for school next year, but I don't want to vaccinate him. And they're telling me here in Florida that there's no way I can put him in public school without him getting his vaccination. Because I'm pretty sure the delays that he has are directly related to...
Yeah, but they want to brain damage him more. You see, it is genetically predisposed that the aluminum dioxide and other chemicals are causing the autoimmune response in his brain. And then genetically, some people, especially boys in general, but across the board, blacks, it's even worse, black males, that it causes a really bad autoimmune response in the brain. Women are designed to have another human grow inside them with a different blood type. So women, on average, have less allergies, can take bigger, abuse to their bodies. They're not as physically strong, but they're health-wise much, much stronger. They can't bench press as much, but they can take bigger gun wounds, hatchet attacks, drugs, poison. Women are, any doctor will tell you, much tougher than men. And so it's killing our boys. It's a lot of them die when they get the shots. Now the pediatric associations are having to say it's normal to have a seizure now when you get your shot. Everything's okay. So don't bring your kid back in. So they have to do the adverse reaction report. Just go home, have a seizure. Even if your 4-year-old or 2-year-old doesn't ever talk again, that's normal. And here's the total fraud. There is a religious exemption. There is also a conscientious objection and a medical exemption in Florida. Some states only have 2. I remember from, guys, pull up vaccine exemption Florida, and we'll give the guy the actual law. But the criminals at the brainwashing, filthy, murderous government death camp known as a public school, where your child will learn how to use drugs and be picked on by bullies and become sexually active and live in hell and be henpecked and be put in the database and filmed in the bathroom. Those hardcore criminals who just think it's normal, we've got to tell them, no, you're hardcore criminals. They lie because when they get 97% vaccination rates, brain damage rates, murder rates, they get a big part of their federal funding. Large parts, I think it's up to $2,000 per student. On average, that's more than a third. Although the average student costs $7,000, so it's under a third. But they get a lot of their federal funding, where they take our money and send it back, globalist funding, when they've had all the shots. There is no law. The exemption is to the state health department policy. Like Rick Perry came out and said, it's the law. All girls must take Gardasil ages 12 and 13. Tens of thousands went out, took them. A bunch died. A bunch had died in the trials. Didn't matter. Vaccine damage money kicked in. Once government mandates it, it's not the law, but they mandate it, then vaccine taxpayer money kicks in to pay for the damages. They are lying to you when they tell you that it is the law and you're not going to go to public school. It is a total and complete fraud. On screen, I have the state exemptions, available exemptions, medical and religious. And it goes on. Religious exemption request must be presented to DH Form 681, religious exemption form immunization, which is to be issued by the county health departments. And again, it's not to a law, it's to the health departments. You notice I told you that before they put it on screen. So imagine the savage, rageful, deceptive. I mean, let me tell you something. If I was in a school and some dirty principal or some dirty murdering nurse, that's what they are, sat there like a punk, and told me, sorry, it's the law. Knowing it's the law, they've got to give you the exemption. And then planning, if your child's already in school and hadn't taken the next round, they will arrest you by kicking them out of school, saying they're truant, and then saying you created the truancy when they falsely kicked you out, and the law is applicable on them, not you, another criminal racketeering mafia operation. I mean, think of the scum. Tell me about the filth that's told you it's the law in Florida. Your child must be further soft-killed.
Yep, they told me there was no way I could get him in public schools without the proper vaccination.
Filthy, scum, criminal, lying, garbage. Again, when Austin, we've had top scientists, doctors, toxicologists, heads of university departments come to them, and the mayor gets up and laughs and walks off. They put in Austin, over 200, some cities over 300, chemicals, lead, mercury, radioactive isotopes, and fluoride in your water, and savagely assault you and then laugh at you when you go down there. I mean, we've lost our human response. So again, did you call the filth? Did you call the school? Were you there in person? Because you should go in there.
I went to the school in person. I called the health department. I have not been to the health department yet. This all transpired last week.
Did the health department lie to you too? I mean, hey, they're like, Chris, your son's only partially brain damaged. We want to kill your little boy. So don't get out of our way and let us kill him. Please, please, Chris. Don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't get angry about us lying. Number one, there is no law. It's an exemption to a policy. You understand? So the health department lied to you. Of course they did. They're criminals.
Well, my 9-year-old, I tell my 9-year-old all the stuff that I learn in my research from you, from other patriots out there on the internet. And my 9-year-old knows if they try to give him a needle in school, that he is to absolutely tell them, no, you
and by the way,
my father.
By the way, we learned this a decade ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's all over the news. Oh, we accidentally lined up all the 6-year-olds. They do it to really little kids. That's all abusers of children target. They're really little ones because they can't, you know, aren't as articulate, especially because they've had their shots. And they line them up and they go, oh, we thought you wanted your child to have it. See, the criminality of lying has gone to now shooting them up and not telling you. And then they have a seizure is when you usually find out. They're like, yeah, we gave him a shot. You said you could. And you're like, no, I didn't. I specifically put a letter in. Oh, sorry. SWAT team standing by. If you don't like it, Jack Squat, we're going to assault your family. And again, now it's to the point in California and other states, they go give your child the shot without consent if they can convince your 10-year-old to let them do it. Well, the children can't give consent. Again, this is a criminal, rogue, filthy. And listen, you hit my hot button right there, brother. So you called the health department, they lied to you. You went into the school. Tell us the story, because parents should start going in with hidden cameras.
He was 4 this year, and he went into a pre-K program for children with developmental delays.
Mm-hmm.
And I even gave his pre-K teacher, who is a special education teacher, a copy of the article and the research that you posted in reference to the vaccines giving monkeys autism. And it doesn't matter.
Listen, that person's there to get their paycheck. That person, you don't convince a lying criminal. So you talk to was it the nurse or the scumbag principal?
I talked to the vice principal.
Okay, so the scumbag criminal, you should sue them for fraud and for racketeering, for lying and saying a medical procedure was mandatory and misrepresenting a non-existent law. Okay, being nice to these people, it's over, okay? Their mind game is over. Shooting black men up with syphilis and our troops with it, it's over. It's over. The experimentation, the DU, it's over. It's over. And you got all these cowards that go along with it. Do you understand that filthy principal knew that by law they were supposed to give you the waiver that was in their filing cabinet? Do you understand that?
I do now.
You understand they were preying on you. Okay? I mean, listen, I'm not a guy looking for trouble, but that's like fighting stuff. You understand? I mean, I would have trouble in there. If I went in knowing they were going to lie and the guy said, it's the law, I'd say, listen, you filthy piece of trash. Millions of children are brain damaged from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58. Pediatric cancers are up over 10,000%. I knew you were going to lie. You see my hat? It's got a camera in it. Here is the government's own report about over 100 million people getting cancer from the 50s through the 80s from HV40 alone and the polio vaccine. Now, also it's on the video. I want you to know I videotaped all this, and I'm gonna expose you for your criminality. Admit that you have a waiver and that it's not even a waiver to a law, and then get them to admit it. Or wait until they say it and lie to you and say there's no waiver, and then tell them you're taping them. It's time to start getting aggressive with the buckets of filth that are the criminal, government, and corporate enforcers who want to assault our families. Where is our fighting spirit? So tell me what this Decepticon told you.
His only response was that you cannot register a child for public schools in the state of Florida without the proper vaccination, yep, either from his primary doctor or the health department.
It's amazing. All right. You want to tell us the name of school?
Pride Elementary.
Well, here's the deal. This is done everywhere. So I knew exactly what he'd say to you. And let me guess, he said, it's going to be all right. Did he try to put his hand on your arms? He's like, we got to get this in the kid to get the money. I want to go play golf today.
No.
he was authoritative with you? He was like,
somewhat. I will be back at the school, though, with this new information about this waiver. They haven't heard the last of me, and I have to do everything in my power to keep those needles from going in my children.
Well, again, how do these scumbags get away with all this? They do it through ignorance. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Again, do we compromise with a system engaged in medical tyranny that tens of thousands of our troops have been hit with nerve gas and biologicals and chemicals and tests, including killing them? And again, we're not in Kansas, folks. People are like, oh, you're so brave, they may kill you. It doesn't matter. There's no future if we don't beat these people. Haven't anyone figured this out yet? I appreciate your call, sir. You really hit my hot button right there. Just type in vaccine exemption forms, the name of your state, and then all the parents listening. The doctors a decade ago everywhere would say, there's no vermercury in the shots. That's a conspiracy theory. And I told people, okay, doc, okay, nurse, give me the insert. The Marisol, what's that? Oh, mercury. Okay, but listen, they have criminal CPS, and here's the problem. We have to say no now, just like they imply having guns is illegal and arrest people for legal guns now in this country. We have to speak out against it. They are already having CPS take people's children. Every week I see reports where the parents say no to the shots, and there's no law, but they still just take them, and because there's no jury, it's usually a pedophile. We've profiled them, or pervert judge, and like the Texas Youth Commission with their rape rooms for your child. I mean, these are pedophiles. Of course, they're hiring pedophiles at all the TSA facilities to be the commanders. Who else do you think wants to do that? No one normal would do that. We have a hell force attacking us. A hell force has risen against us. They're all around us, and I declare war right back on you. You murdering filth! Oh, man, I can't handle it anymore. I will not sit here while you brain damage and murder children anymore. I will not sit here while you radiate us and radiate our food anymore. I will not sit here while you genetically engineer soft kill weapons into our food. I will not sit here and take it anymore. When you get, you folks, if you woke up to what was really going on, you realize this is a completely normal response. I am desperately here begging you to break your trance. Nicholas in Illinois, you're on the air. Take us to break. Go ahead. Can you speak, sir?
Energy.
Okay, Nana. Well, Nicholas, go.
I'm going to continue with that guy I said prior about Russell Brand. I thought that was really big of him calling out, and on his commercial he even mentions the Illuminati, so I think you guys should contact him and try to get him on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Russell Brand, he hosted the MTV Awards, and he called out a bunch of globalist elites and the Illuminati. The prior guy was just talking
about. That's good. About. Who is Russell Brand?
He used to be married to Katy Perry. He has a new show coming out, but he's kind of like a pop culture. He's an actor slash musician, whatever. But like I said, he called out to MTV, which is one of the largest
brainwashing systems. Yeah,
exactly. I live in Chicago, and do you guys have any stations that pick up your show?
We're on a couple in Illinois. They're always changing and stuff. There's a list at GCNLive.com. Stay there. I'll come back to you on the other side. I didn't give you much time there. All right, stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, I've been in a total ranting rage during the break with the crew. They're angry. They're talking about, how they try to take blood at birth and then admit, okay, we are keeping it for research. That's now admitted. They just do whatever they want. And how they lie and say pregnant women especially need all the vaccines. Until 4 years ago, every insert said don't give it to a pregnant woman. Kids with heart trouble, they're trying to give vaccines and say, oh, your child needs more. It's eugenics to kill them. In all medical literature for the last 100 years, no vaccines for pregnant women. It causes autoimmune responses. All sorts of genetic disorders get kicked off by it. Autoimmune response, you lose your baby. And because of that, they decided to go all the way and starting 3.5 years ago said, women especially who are pregnant need it. And handicapped kids, and I have to watch them hurting these little kids. It makes me so angry. And then I'm exhausted all day. I just want to beat these people. I want to put them all in prison, too. Let me tell you something. That's a serious crime, administrators, to sit there and lie to the parents and say it's the law and then kick people's children out of the public schools. They do this all over the country. Oh, you didn't take your shots, and then they kick you out, and the cops come and arrest the parents for truancy, and it's all a giant fraud, but the juries are so dumb, even if the parents fight it, they're like, yep, your kid wasn't in school for a week, so you didn't take your shot. I've seen these people on the news. I mean, it's just all fraud! They're killing us! The same government that put U.S. troops in chambers and radiated them to death and put foster kids in them, look it up, is running this. They're killing us. They're killing us. And the globalists, they're murdering us. I'm going to say it again. They're murdering us. They're murdering us. It's eugenics. Where's the last caller? Did he hang up? I said I'd come back to him after the break. Nana in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, handsome?
I'm having a heart attack today. What's on your mind?
I can see that. The only thing that I have to say is about the whole Ron Paul and Rand Paul thing. My feeling is, and my husband's feeling is, imagine they did all this campaigning just to see who's on the opposition, basically, who is part of the resistance, and now they're planning ahead, basically, to put us down.
That's what they say. Peter Thiel, the Bilderberg, has bragged that he supported Paul just to map with computers who everybody is to then understand how to target them politically. Mm-hmm. And my God. If this was some 20-year mole operation, that has to be looked at now. That's what I mean. That's why I'm so sick about this. We have to open up an entire research operation now.
Yeah, we have to get to the bottom of this. It's kind of ridiculous to see that we have supported this man for so long, and just like that, he turns around and says, don't worry about it. Let's be respectful. I will not be respectful about this matter. It's my life. It's my baby's life, and it's your life at stake here. So he can go to hell as far as I know.
Well, thank you for those words, for saying you won't back down. But I don't think Ron Paul needs to go to hell. Ron Paul hasn't done all this yet, but he's supporting Rand. I understand their delusion. I know Rand. He seems like a nice guy. I think Rand has lost touch with reality, like his former campaign head said. Maybe he's got Stockholm syndrome, you know? Well, I mean, what did you think as you've seen all this unfold and now their surrogates are in the news saying we're stupid and need to grow up?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it feels like. Like, yeah, it pretty much feels like we're stupid right now because we put our hands in this guy's, we put our faith in this guy's hands and this is what happened. Yeah, I feel pretty much fucking stupid.
Give me the call. We're going to be right back after this quick break. Another hour is coming up straight ahead. And I've covered some news in the first hour, a little bit this hour. Look, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, if the Lucky Charms elf doesn't skip the moon, we're going to cover all this news straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.